Like most countries, the election system in the United States is a little complicated. To begin, the president's term lasts 4 years, and he or she has the chance to be elected again. The longest a president can hold office is for 8 years. For example, 2020 is an election year. Each party needs to choose a nominee who will represent the party. In America, there are two major parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. This year, the Republicans chose Donald Trump to be the nominee because he is the current president, hoping to continue for another 4 years. However, the Democrats need to decide which candidate they want to represent their party. The decision is made through a process known as the primary elections. At the moment, there are over 10 Democratic candidates traveling around America, talking to people and trying to gain support for their campaign, and eventually earn votes. The primary election has just started in Iowa on February 3rd, 2020. It will take several months to decide which candidate will represent the Democratic Party. However, once a nominee is chosen, he or she will run against Donald Trump. In November of this year, the American people will vote again to either change or keep the current president. When people turn 18 in America, they are given the right to vote. This November, I will use my right and my voice to participate in the election and the democratic process. Like most countries, the election system in the United States is a little complicated. To begin, the president's term lasts 4 years, and he or she has the chance to be elected again. The longest a president can hold office is for 8 years. For example, 2020 is an election year. Each party needs to choose a nominee who will represent the party. In America, there are two major parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. This year, the Republicans chose Donald Trump to be the nominee because he is the current president, hoping to continue for another 4 years. However, the Democrats need to decide which candidate they want to represent their party. The decision is made through a process known as the primary elections. At the moment, there are over 10 Democratic candidates traveling around America, talking to people and trying to gain support for their campaign, and eventually earn votes. The primary election has just started in Iowa on February 3rd, 2020. It will take several months to decide which candidate will represent the Democratic Party. However, once a nominee is chosen, he or she will run against Donald Trump. In November of this year, the American people will vote again to either change or keep the current president. When people turn 18 in America, they are given the right to vote. This November, I will use my right and my voice to participate in the election and the democratic process. Like most countries, the election system in the United States is a little complicated. To begin, the president's term lasts 4 years, and he or she has the chance to be elected again. The longest a president can hold office is for 8 years. For example, 2020 is an election year. each party needs to choose a nominee who will represent the party. In America, there are two major parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. This year, the Republicans chose Donald Trump to be the nominee because he is the current president, hoping to continue for another 4 years. However, the Democrats need to decide which candidate they want to represent their party. The decision is made through a process known as the primary elections. At the moment, there are over 10 Democratic candidates traveling around America, talking to people and trying to gain support for their campaign, and eventually earn votes. The primary election has just started in Iowa on February 3rd, 2020. It will take several months to decide which candidate will represent the Democratic Party. However, once a nominee is chosen, he or she will run against Donald Trump. In November of this year, the American people will vote again to either change or keep the current president. When people turn 18 in America, they are given the right to vote. This November, I will use my right and my voice to participate in the election and the democratic process.